What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. Just shut your
mouth. Yes, gibberish of the week. And you can always agree or disagree. A lot of nominations coming through off the SMS for Matty Lloyd and his comments about regarding wearing the black armbands, Pat. But it's probably too late to be a contender.
I put him on the short list, but he won't win it. Kevin, I just think halfway through the year, this has been a stellar year for gibberish. You would agree with
that? Yes, it's been outstanding.
But we do have a clubhouse leader, and I think we ought to just remind ourselves of how good this was. And this came from Marco the Chilling and David the Disturbing, who live in the pit of idiocy, and they came up with this, which is the clubhouse leader.
The Run Home with David Schwartz and Mark Allen.
It's been a long time to wait, but the footy's finally back. Marco and I are off to the US Masters for the next fortnight, but join Daniel Harford and Cam Mooney from Four as Dermot Brereton will be in the studio to dissect all the round one action. Have a safe and enjoyable Easter period. We'll catch you on the 20th of April.
It's still funny, isn't it?
It's still funny.
I've heard it 170 times, and it is so crass. So That's a very high mark, Kevin.
So it's still the clubhouse leader.
It's the clubhouse leader. I just thought we need to remind everybody who's out there working feverishly.
The standard has got to be reached.
Now, shortlist.
Shortlist.
I listened to Fox...
Footy?
The 360.
Oh, yes.
And I heard Robbo, I timed him, for 1.5 hours he spoke non-stop about how does a man get his arm up between another man's legs. Kevin, it was startlingly good gibberish. It was fantastic gibberish.
What was that last night, was it? I didn't see 360 last night. I'm sorry.
It was last night. It was just some of his best work.
I can play. In fact, the chosen one is so good. This is what happened last night on 360.
How does a hand end up there? I don't care how briefly it was there. How does a hand end up so high between an opponent's legs? I mean, so high. He's touching. His touch. How does his hand get there? Why do you put your hand there? Again, I'm in the mood, not in the mood, I'm in the general belief in life to give people benefit of the doubt. But just tell me this. How does a hand get between a man's legs in a game of football?
Kevin, yes. It's a tough one.
Well, he was trying to make a point. He was trying to make a point that Adam Goods got off. There was no penalty against Adam Goods for attempting to strike. I think it was Taylor Hunt with his uppercut between his legs. And he was just asking the question, yes, if he did get off, how did his hand get there?
You owe Adam Goods an apology about that, by the way. But isn't now there?
I never said anything about Adam Goods.
You did yesterday. Now, there is the perfect example of how good the quality is. That fine work by Robbo, dedicated gibberish like that.
Well, he was just trying to ask the question, now, how did his hand get there?
And he asked it for 7.5 minutes. I thought it was brilliant. Anyway, he doesn't win it either for this week.
Yeah.
Wayne Carey was good because I listened to him on Talking Footy, I think it is, on Channel 7. And he said on an interview with Triple M with Stephen Dank, he asked Stephen Dank, did the Essendon players get off? And Stephen Dank said, oh, of course they will. And Wayne said, well, that's good enough for me. Now, Stephen Dank has just been banned from Australian sport.
For life.
For life. That's good enough for the King. What else was there? This is a beauty, Kevin. And it's a very... Look, I gave it a lot of consideration. Mm-hmm. It's the Fremantle coach at his best.
Yeah, look, they don't start with it. They tend to... Their backs tend to flush and press up, but they get under some pressure. They go to a six wing, so Ford rolls on, plays the wing, and they drop the winger back as a seventh defender. It's about ground position. Centre back, we'll look to make him more accountable. When they've got ground position on us, we'll accept plus one back on us. So we're keep a number around the ball. So it'll be a sort of fluid situation where we want to man him up and don't want to man him up.
Oh, that's got to be the winner, surely.
I have a theory with surely. That, Kevin. I think that our coach, our Fremantle coach, Ross Lyon, was just so sick of these questions on boundary lines and things. He said, all right, you've asked that question. I'm going to give you the full-blown answer. And off he went. Good grief.
That's got to be the winner, surely.
Doesn't win. Oh. Kevin, again, just stressing the quality. I've decided that the winner is this.
It's disappointing for our playing group that that's still happening, but perhaps the propaganda that's been around about what's happened at our club, you know, maybe people have believed it, and maybe it's not Sam's issue, it's all the propaganda, but I think all the media propaganda about what happened in, at our football club over a 2 or 3 year period. It's certainly damaged a lot of our people and our players. And our players, you know, talking to Michael, he says, well, it is what it is, but it's disappointing.
So you're at fault.
Kevin, you can't just... You've just been banned for 12 months. You cannot describe the reporting of that as propaganda. Not when you actually hire... I think James had hired Ian Hankey, who was a specialist manipulator of news and angles and crisis management. So to say that the media was propaganda when all it's done is pretty factually report why he missed 12 months, why Bomber Thompson was fined, why Danny Corcoran was suspended, why such a body count at Essendon.
The weapon got sacked.
The weapon got sacked. Stephen Dank's banned for life.
Ian Robson went.
Robson went. The president went. Paul Hamilton's no longer there. Danny Corcoran's left. To talk of propaganda, Hurdy, please, just face reality. You're stuffed up. That's what happened. So that is gibberish of the week.
Gibberish of the week. So there's a lot of nominations. Did Patrick miss anyone?
That was a big week, Kevin.
And that was a big week.